My guest at this time is Alireza Jafarzadeh. He is the Deputy Director of the Washington Office for the National Council of Resistance of Iran. He joins us now to offer his reaction to the comments made about the Iran nuclear deal, known more formally as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, in today's press conference by President Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron. And Alireza, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Greg. Always a pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you, sir. Well, it seems like President Trump's gut instinct remains the same, that he thinks this was a terrible deal and ultimately we should be out of it. But he seemed to waffle a little bit on whether he would get out with this most recent upcoming deadline of May 12th. Macron wants to stay in. He says he's willing to amend the deal. Who's right here?
Well, I think the president certainly has very legitimate concerns about the nuclear agreement and the shortcomings in the agreement, which he has described consistently over the past couple of years, at least, as being insane, inappropriate, the worst deal, and all of that, which I think, as he said today, all of those descriptions, remains the same. Nothing really has changed. The fact of the matter is that the agreement has practically kept, almost all of the nuclear infrastructure of the Iran regime intact. It has allowed the research and development on more advanced centrifuges that could actually enrich uranium much faster and more efficiently further down the road. It hasn't put any meaningful restrictions on the missile program of the Iran regime, which is really marching forward with more missile tests on nuclear-capable ballistic missiles. And it has this ridiculous, sunset clause that in a few years, all of those restrictions on the nuclear program are removed. And most importantly, there's no serious access and inspection of the a number of nuclear sites where the core of the nuclear program of Iran is there. It's not just the enrichment, but rather the weaponization part of the program. And we exposed at least six nuclear sites that we believe need to be inspected. So for that matter, I think the president is certainly right to continue to express concerns about that. And I think at the end of the day, the question is, how could these shortcomings in the agreement be addressed in a meaningful way that could overcome the most significant shortcomings of the agreement, whether this would mean that they would have to scrap the whole agreement totally, or they can come up with a new approach that would actually put more meaningful restrictions on the nuclear program of Iran. The fact of the matter is that as of now, the current restrictions are not sufficient enough to prevent the Iran regime from developing the nuclear weapons, further down the road.
How does Iran look at this? Do they prefer to be operating under the cover of this deal, or would they prefer for Trump to blow it up and essentially be allowed to pursue whatever they want to pursue openly?
Well, that's a great question, Greg. I think everyone should look at the to see what really the Iran regime wants. And that's a great guideline to see, how you can actually go the opposite direction. Because as far as the Iran regime is concerned, they have actually benefited from this deal. They want to keep the deal. Don't forget that it was the Iran regime that, out of absolute desperation as a result of economic sanctions, that came to the negotiating table trying to get some kind of relief about the sanctions and all of that, which they did get that. So there's no way that the Iran regime wants to lose this this agreement. They want to do everything possible to keep it, because the regime knows that absent this agreement, there is really not too many other options left for them. The regime is facing tremendous problems domestically, specifically on the economic side of it. We've seen the uprising going on since December that was built around the issue of the corruption, economic corruptions in Iran, and the very high rise of prices of the very basic food. Inflation is so high. Unemployment is just like skyrocketing.
Let me clarify that, Ali Reza. Are the protests still going on and we're just not seeing them?
Oh, absolutely. The protests are continuing ever since it started. It expanded to 142 cities starting back in December. As we speak, there are protests going on in the city of Khazarun, for instance. Last week, it was in Isfahan. The week before that was in Ahvaz and so many other cities. Every week, there is a new hot spot in Iran that people are chanting, with the same intensity against the regime, making significant demands that none of which the regime can really meet. And they're making also very significant, serious political demands, which is really ending the regime. They want the Iran regime to end its involvement in Syria, in Lebanon, in Yemen, in other places. They're saying that they're basically tearing apart all the slogans of the Iran regime. One interesting slogan last week that actually continued this week as well was that they were chanting, they say the problem is America, but the fact is it's the rulers of Iran that are responsible for all the problems. So they're just negating all the, rejecting all the slogans of the Iran regime, and it's continuing. So in light of this situation, the regime doesn't want to leave the nuclear agreement, doesn't want to be faced with further economic sanctions and more restrictions. It actually creates a lot more political problem as well as economic problems for the Iran regime, because they benefited heavily during the time of negotiations. They created this perception among the population that the nuclear agreement is going to solve a lot of the economic problems and all of that. And once people realized that all the money that was given to the Iran regime ended up in the pocket of the mullahs, the ayatollahs, and the Revolutionary Guards, and it was basically the military structure and the clerical structure that benefited from that, that actually further angered them. So imagine, right, if there is more pressure built against the regime, what kind of political problem is going to create for the Iran regime?
Well, we'll certainly be watching. Ali Reza, always great to get your expert insights. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much, Greg. Appreciate that.
Ali Reza Jafarzadeh, Deputy Director of the Washington Office of the National Council of Resistance of Iran. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.